The reason we thought of making maple syrup was that I had read a book by the Nearings, Helen and Scott Nearing, called The Maple Sugar Book. And it spoke about how they, two people who had never done any farming or anything of that nature before, decided to move up to Vermont and make maple syrup. And I thought, what a wonderful idea. The Nearings, in their book about making maple syrup, made the point that this was absolutely the ideal life, because they were able to work 8 hours a day, sleep for 8 hours a day, and have 8 hours a day left over for doing whatever they wanted. What we learned in the first year is that this was not exactly accurate. In fact, making maple syrup we were working like 10 hours a day during the syrup season, and then the rest of the year we were also packing syrup and, you know, making firewood for the cutting trees and stuff like that. Those 8 hours of leisure kind of disappeared entirely, and some of those 8 hours of sleep even disappeared.